Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I am Chauncey Williams.
I am Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right. Well, we're going to talk some sports, coach.
Before we get into the day-to-day, but straight off the press, in the state of Michigan and several other states, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, right?
Yep.
Has lifted its 300-mile rule. Michigan teams can now play anyone in the country.
In the country. Okay.
As long as the game is in Michigan. It's like a Christmas tournament or whatever, right?
Right.
Or is in one of these states. Ohio.
Which borders Michigan.
Indiana.
Borders Michigan.
That's basketball country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Illinois.
Borders Michigan. Touches it just a little bit.
Ooh, got the Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can play in Wisconsin.
Just on the other side of the lake.
Minnesota.
A little bit north. Okay.
And Toronto. Here we come, baby.
Oh, Ontario. Ontario.
Here
okay.
we come.
International.
Ooh-wee. We talking about that. Look, so when they say that, we talking about, we're going to spend our summer here. Summer basketball, team camps. We're not just talking about a regular season type of thing.
Right.
We're talking about getting it in.
And I don't know if you've noticed, there's a lot of players that's in college basketball as well as the pros that have come out of Canada.
One of my favorites.
Good brand of basketball.
Is Jamon, the boy Murray that killed his Sons.
Okay, yeah.
He's something. Jamon Murray is something like a Magdu Raouf, taller.
Yeah. He was no joke.
He averaged 26 against KD, and they couldn't do nothing with him. He's special. And the way he passed that ball like Jokic, man, they great, but that's leading right into sports.
That's
you know?
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that. I know our coach will be happy to hear it.
Oh, yeah. I know
expands
coach.
Expands.
Yes.
This is, potential teams that he can play.
Yeah. It's going to give us our kids more recognition, too.
And more exposure. Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
So that's great. I'm glad to hear that, man.
We got to get a charter bus.
Yeah.
We got a couple vans, but we got to get a charter bus now. We got to roll the charter bus out with the Muskegon logo on it. And you're saying, like, Mr. Williams, why you saying that? Coach Chauncey, why you saying that? Because I've seen high schools got their own charter bus. It's high schools that do have them. And if you want to get on another level, the Beverly Hills level, it's something that fly on chartered planes.
Yes. Yeah, when you look at the cost, especially when you got a vast number of sports, right, of teams that it would pay
hockey,
to say.
Lacrosse. They go. They're going.
Track, girls basketball, boys basketball, track and field. And it's like, you know, why would we want to pay that amount of money when we could purchase our own? And it'd be like a vacation rental. If you're not using it, and there's some other organization that want to pay you to rent your bus, have at it. It'll help pay for the bus. But you're right, especially on that east side. Money.
It's a real deal. Like, you know, speaking on east side to the west side, like you said, the Phoenix Suns got ran through by
Denver, man.
Denver was a way better team, better coached, and more talent, deeper bench. Everything was better.
And, you know, that's kind of that one of those West Coast teams per se. And we don't get to see them a lot.
And they number one seed, though.
Yeah, number one seed. But on ABC, when they do their, you know, NBA games, it's always, you know, the Lakers, Golden State, out of the West.
They're not showing them.
Knicks, and we don't get to see that team. But that team is something to be reckoned with.
Two-time MVP on their team back-to-back?
Well, from what I can see right now. Can't nobody beat that team.
No, they can't.
Not in a seven-game series.
And not LeBron. They too old.
They too old, man.
They're going to run through them, too.
Yeah, yeah. And in Golden State, I don't think they're mentally strong enough.
They too little.
To beat this team.
Yeah. They too little to play them.
Yeah. Whoever come out of the East.
In trouble.
In trouble. Boston or Philly.
Yeah.
Can't handle this basketball team.
Only team I see doing something is a Miami, like, because they just play tough.
Yeah. Yeah, Miami would give them fits because of the physicality.
Yeah. And it's like one man, 12 men.
Yeah.
With their team, right? We'll do whatever to win.
So, give me buckets.
The 12th guy could get 30.
Yeah.
We'll let him get 32 if he's ready tonight. So you look at that, you're like, man, it's NBA playoffs been all right, you know?
It has. I think for the most part, from a fan perspective, they've been very entertaining. Some are getting lopsided. But speaking of the series tonight, we're pre-recorded. But tonight we got the Lakers and the Golden State. You got Anthony Davis. Who was had to take a wheelchair off the floor the other night because he got the concussion, and Charles Barkley and Shaq
poked him in his eye.
He got elbowed, and they were showing the TNT set, and it was like Charles was just busting. He was laughing, and so was Shaq. and they knew what they was laughing about, but they never said it, that you know, AD had to go leave the court in a wheelchair. It's like, you know, they always been talking about how soft he is. And then Wiggins has a got a some kind of something wrong with his chest. He got a strained muscle. He got hit the other night, so he's questionable. Either both teams
big piece
need
for them both big yeah. big pieces.
So yep, tonight's going to be interesting because if the Lakers don't beat them tonight, they're not going to beat them Game 7 in Golden State.
No, they
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we know that. So that's going to be interesting. So
yeah, so we got Denver that's sitting there waiting. We got another Game 7. It's got to be Philly and Boston.
Yep,
Game 7. Miami is still up on
New York. And Brunson ain't having it. He had 38 the last game. He probably going to make him go Game 7 tonight.
Okay. So we're going to have some Game 7s to watch, which is, you know, to me, those are the greatest words in sports.
That's how you become a household
name.
Game
7, baby.
You become a household name from Game 7.
That's it. Yeah, that's how you become a legend.
Your poster get up on the wall in somebody's bedroom. Yeah. We were as kids. You see how he hit that shot, how he played that Game 7?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Game
Hall
7,
of Fame.
Baby.
Game 7. So, yes.
No doubt.
Switching it up, we got a special weekend. We talk about playoffs and everything for all the mothers that are here, the mothers that are gone. You know, it's Mother's Day.
Still Mother's Day.
Yeah, still Mother's Day.
You know, if you don't, if you're fortunate enough to have your mother, you definitely need to acknowledge that, do something special, because those are some special people, man.
That's right. Yeah.
Moms are irreplaceable.
Yeah, but I've been without my mom. I think it'll be 21 years now.
Okay, I'm at 3.
Okay.
And not a day goes by that I don't think about her.
Oh, yeah,
of
course.
Not a day.
Yep, of course. Just always thinking like when I used to be able to call all the time, I can't, but I probably just see in my thoughts and it's in my prayers. But I do have my wife's mom that she get taken care of. And she will be taken care of.
Still your mom.
Yeah, still my mom. So I do just share that. We share that and make sure she good. And my wife would say, I'll send my mama some money. I ain't even ask how much it was. I was just like.
No need. Yeah, whatever.
I said, my mom's the money. Is that okay? I'm like, she didn't even tell me the amount. I was like,
I don't need to know.
Nope, don't even tell me.
Because you know what? She not going to send that much where it affects your household.
Right, that's right. I know it's going to show my mama some love, and I appreciate that. But just me just thinking, always being the money guy and it's being a money show.
Right.
My mama not even around, or my mama been gone for 2 decades. And who am I to say, like, you can't bless your mama while she here?
Come on. No, baby. So, but, you know, in retrospect, we have a topic called Mother's Day Scam. Mm-hmm. And in the first two.
Somebody trying to get over on a holiday.
That is, you know, it's just an FYI for our listening audience. I mean, it does have to do with money. But it's just an FYI. And it says that Mother's Day Scam, from April 17th to May 8th, the Trend Micro Research team detected 542,307 Mother's Day related shopping scams. That's over 500,000 shopping scams, okay? And it says that it's an increase compared to last week, but most of these scams use shopping discounts to attract users to purchase on fake shopping sites. And then they talk about the states that have the most: Oregon, Virginia, California, Washington, Ohio. But it says it's not a surprise that there was a big increase in scam last week, since scammers are running out of time to cash in. The way they are going about it is in two incredible offers, last-minute deals on shopping sites. They should be a dead giveaway, especially if the site you've never heard of or too good to be true deals seldom are. Last-minute Mother's Day shoppers should stick to familiar sites and pass up the unreasonable low price items. After Sunday, expect to see a lot of these same come-ons recycled for Father's Day.
And the lick is real. And then with this AI and this chat GTP, technology is good.
But
it's always going to fall into the hands of people that's going to try to compromise something that can advance to get into your bank account.
They're taking advantage of people. You know, and then there was another list below that was called travel scams. Again, these are travel-related scams that people use in order to scam you out of your money. It says travel scams also made a significant appearance in the previous week's threat alert as well on Memorial Day weekend. It's coming up and travelers are making airline reservations for later in the summer. Rental scams are playing an outsized role when the bad guys pretending to be Airbnb and Booking.com as well as other travel sites spreading through the text. So it says that they have identified over 800,000 S&M scams, and Florida leads the way. Scammers are recognizing SMS texts are an effective way to target victims, with most scams using membership payment issues and politically focused topics being used to entice.
Yeah, they be sending them. I be seeing them texts like, donate to this, donate to that, or click on this. I be looking like, I just go straight to unsubscribe.
Yep, and Amazon is a part of that. Walmart is a part of that. So before you click and buy, you know, make sure that, you know, that is a legitimate site. Because if not, once you hit that send button, you'll never get the product or your money. So that we have for when there's a lot more on here for scams, but that's what we're going to go with. So that's the Mother's Day scam. And then there's another one, Coach.
Yes, sir.
And I get these on my phone normally through instant messaging. And I won't click on it. I have that individual's phone number, and I will call them. And some of you probably seen it. And it says, look who died, as an instant message in your instant messenger. It says, don't do it. It's a scam. And you want to know what happens when you do open that up and click on it?
When it say who died?
Yeah. When it says who died, it says that when victims think they're clicking on a link to a news story, but they instead download malware onto their device, they have the login information stolen. One of the apparent objectives is to get inside a victim's Facebook account because it may hold valuable information. There are often photos, conversations, shopping data that can be sold on the dark web. There's a large-scale scam that, unlike target attacks such as spear phishing, aims to affect as many people as possible. It works by sending a malicious link to the victim with the message, look who died. The message is typically sent from another friend's profile that you previously affected with this virus. Because the message appears to come from someone you know, your first instinct might be to believe it, or there's another one called the accident victim, might be a celebrity or someone you know. For that reason, links to any Facebook message should be approached carefully. If you have the email address or phone number of that friend whose name is in the message, contact them directly and not through the Facebook app. Mm. By clicking on that link, victims are working for the scammers by recruiting more victims. The malware they download steals their usernames and passwords. Later, it spreads the link in messages to the victims of other Facebook friends. And I'm sure you're probably not a real big Facebook guy, but you've heard of people saying that their account has been hacked.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It hasn't happened to me yet.
Right. So, but again, the word of caution is not to click on those links because, yeah, I had one from a friend of mine in Texas, right? And I thought, wait a minute. I called him up. He said, no, man, that wasn't me. And I've had other people call me and say, hey, you just sent me a friend request. I said, no, I didn't. So mine has been hacked. And basically what I do is you shut it down and you have to create a new login for your Facebook or your instant messenger.
Wow.
But people don't understand when they do that, what they're giving to the scammer, right? All your personal information that you may have stored, because in Facebook, remember, there's a profile, right? People put in their profile of, you know, where they live, birthday, and all that kind of stuff. And scammers don't need a whole lot of information to go out and clone the data that they got from you and sell it on the dark web, right? They're not actually using it, but they just take that information and then they sell it to a third party who's probably more well-versed in operating in the dark web to get Social Security cards made in your name, birth certificates, which allows them to go out now and get loans or you know, by the credit cards, all this kind of stuff. It's another form of identity theft, really, is what it is. But with the number of people that's on all these social media sites, it's very prevalent, man, as to how people can get scammed so easily. Yep. What we got next?
Hard, you know, people who's got a hard-earned dollar, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I somehow don't want to go through as being scammed and make sure my money is insured or whatever I got to do, but it happens.
Oh, yeah, it happens, Tony. Yeah, I've had mine compromised, and, you know, most of my cards I use sparingly, and I can almost tell you where I've used my card, but somehow, some way, these guys get that information. I had one of my Sam's Club card got compromised, and, you know, they were good. They, you know, you have to file out, you know, fill out the reports. File a police report, but all the charges they gave, you know, it gave me all my money back, which it wasn't my money, it was still on the charge, but I seen them and they were bogus. And it was like they was ordering stuff, man, and actually sent items to my house. But that was a part of gaining that momentum to where they can start diverting. They were trying to find out how easy it is for me to purchase this item and then send it to another address. But I'm going to make it look legit because I'm going to send one to this address. But I have no idea, man, how they did that. And that was really the only time that I've had a compromised credit card. And normally I only use my credit card, my Sam's Club card, is at Sam's for gasoline and items that I purchase inside a Sam's store. So whatever happened, it had to happen either at the gas pump or within Sam's Club itself.
And them skimmer things when you put your card in.
Could be, man. Could be. But, you know, they always got an attendant. But I guess, you know, he can't see everything all the time. But, yeah, that was the only time that I've ever had an incident. Because I normally what I do is when I travel, I get the what they call a CU money Visa card where you load money on it. And if you're out when you travel into different states, different countries, you know, if you go out to dinner, you know, you'll give them your credit card, right? They go back, they come bring it back with your bill. Who knows what they've done? You know, well, they had the thing over at McDonald's over in Grand Rapids with this group of individuals. When people came to pay their bill, they was taking snapshots on their phone of people's credit cards, and then they were charging stuff up, airline tickets.
While they was eating at the restaurant?
Well, they would get them as they come through the drive-thru. You know, you're paying with your credit card. They take your card, and then they take a picture of it, they run your card for your purchase, and they hand it back to you. But you don't even know, you've just been compromised. But yeah, that was big in the news, man. Matter of fact, it was one of the guys.
Sue McDonald's.
Yeah, it could potentially be a lawsuit. But one of the guys was that shooting they had over there at graduation at East Kentwood.
Yes, sir.
One of those guys was one of the individuals that they caught using the credit card scam at the McDonald's in Grand Rapids, 28th Street, Kalamazoo. There was at various locations, and they really thought that
he should have been in the Army, in the shooter, and he did credit card scam. He could have been working for the FBI. He might have just been like John Wick or something at McDonald's.
Right. Yeah.
I'm the shooter, and I'm the McDonald man.
That's it, man.
But I know how to scam, and I know how to use a weapon. I'm like, you could have been working for Internal Affairs or the FBI.
Yeah, with the knowledge you got.
You at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with McDonald's.
No. Somebody got to work there.
But if you at a high level of your criminology,
yes.
Something wrong. You are using your intelligence for the wrong thing.
You're right.
You're getting your daily wage from McDonald's, and you able to understand how to manipulate a system to take somebody's information and do it at an advanced way through an entry-level job. You need to go to school for something because you're smart.
You are. Yeah, you're criminally smart.
So you got to figure out how to make it legal.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't know if some of those guys, because there was another ring of individuals that they caught that were, you know, stealing the Kias.
Yep.
Using the Kias to do robberies and what have you. So they might have been a part of that group. So, again, you know, you just can never be too careful with your credit cards in today's world, be on the internet or when you're going through a drive-thru restaurant or at a restaurant or anywhere where your card is physically taken out of your sight.
Speaking of taking out of your sight, like, you know, during tax time, it's all these tax preparation people.
Yeah.
Come to us, community for free, TurboTax us, Intuit. All these places and companies has always offered these services, Tony, to people. Sometimes like little or nothing. They're free, right?
Yeah, well, see what they did, they cut a deal with the IRS, right? The IRS said that, you know, we're gonna give you a certain percentage or amount of money to allow our taxpayers to electronically file their returns. They, you know, of course, they did the math, and you know, for people that are not tech savvy or have the equipment to go online to file their own returns, then we're going to send those guys to the H&R Blocks, to the TurboTax people, and we're going to have them file them electronically.
Yes,
which cuts down on the paperwork and everything. So there's going to be some cost savings there for the Internal Revenue Service. So we're going to take part of that savings to pay these tax prepare companies to entice people to go and use it and have it done as a free service. Well, it didn't turn out that way. TurboTax, predatory and deceptive marketing, cheated millions of low-income Americans, which is a shame, right? Low-income Americans trying to do the right thing, who are trying to fulfill their legal duty to file their taxes.
I'm going to file my taxes.
But a statement from the Attorney General says, today we are righting that wrong and putting money back into the pockets of hardworking taxpayers who should have never paid to file their taxes. I think my fellow attorney generals and their partnerships in an effort to stand for ordinary Americans and hold companies who cheated consumers accountable. So who's eligible? Who will be receiving the settlement from TurboTax and Intuit? There are two main groups that will receive the payouts. Anyone who paid Intuit to file their federal taxes through TurboTax for the tax years of 2016, 2017, and 2018 will be eligible to participate in the IRS free file program. Then there are those who are eligible to use TurboTax free edition product, but were then informed they were ineligible to use the products and ultimately utilize a TurboTax paid product to file their taxes and also hadn't used Intuit free file product in previous years. And it says, okay, the amount consumers will receive from the settlement ultimately comes down to how many years they utilize TurboTax services while also being eligible for a free file. While most consumers are expected to receive around $30 for the settlement, those who utilize these products for all three tax years would end up with around $85. So those who are receiving payouts will hear from a company called Rust Consulting, the third-party company handling the settlement by email. The email will contain details on how much portion of your settlement will be paid. No further action will be necessary. All payments will be made via check and sent through the mail this month.
So if it happens, so that's what I'm going to say to my audience. If it happened to you, you went through this service, you don't have to do nothing because you already got your email. You already got your personal information.
Yeah.
You already got your account information, right?
Yep.
So they're going to probably send you a paper check or direct deposit or however how you got your income tax. They got you.
Yeah, but you are going to get an email. Right. And basically what you do is respond to a reply and say, yes, I want to participate. Once you do that, you don't have to do anything else, but just wait for your check. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot of money. Right, Coach, $35, $30 or $85. But did you hear how many people that were affected? It was 4.5 million consumers that were victims of this. So just do the math. If it's just $30, 30 times 405.5 million people, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So that's what came up with the 141 million settlement. And then, like I said, if you did it for all 3 years, you get the 85. So if you got, check your email, check your spam boxes. And if you got anything that's from called Rust Consulting, open that up. That's not a scam. You should be safe in order to go in and opt in, basically. It probably ask you to opt in to be a part of that settlement for the TurboTax. Because it happened to me. I did that, too. And it definitely charged me. Actually, I did it for somebody else.
And, yeah.
They said, well, no, go ahead and pay it, right? But they qualified for free file. But yet they did have to pay. It was like $19 or something for state and federal, you can get it done. So,
okay. This is, for most people, it's a W-2, right?
For most people, it's a W-2, man.
For me, it's not.
No, I can't. I haven't been able to do a W-2 in a lot of years.
Me either. I haven't did a W-2 probably since 1998.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where I'm. Yeah, I was in school, college still, and when I graduated, I met my accountant. He was like, "Nah, you done doing that."
Yeah.
Like, what I gotta do? He said, "You gotta get you a small business.
Yeah.
Get you an LLC. Not the what you see on TikTok.
Right.
Get a small business.
You
get
seen
an LLC.
That? I
go
seen
get
that
$25,000. No, I made my $25,000 legit. I ain't go to no bank and get no loan. Don't nobody bust you all across the head. That's another scam. Somebody telling you, why would you want to go get $25,000? What you gonna do with it?
Okay.
That's a bill every month.
Yes, it is. It's not free money.
I'd rather have a 25 liquid and say, this is what I made off my business.
Thank you very much.
And I don't want your money you want to give me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to be able to go back and lower my income by it. My AGI be lowered because I invested in my business or I invested in the economy.
Right.
That's the flip we got to look for, not these loans. Because the company keep on loaning you money and you own. And that's why we got a debt ceiling.
That's it, man.
That's why inflation is kicking our butt, Tony.
Yep, and it cooled down a little bit in March, but it came back in April. I'll give you some numbers.
March Madness.
It says the Bureau of Labor Statistics report Consumer Price Index, that's CPI, rose 0.4% last month after gaining only 0.1% in the previous month. Consumers pay more for shelter, gasoline, used cars, and trucks are starting to creep back up. These increases more than offset the decline in some other sectors, and we'll run through those right quick. Used cars was up 4.4%, energy up 0.6%, medical care costs was up 0.4%, shelter, which they grouped that to housing and rent, up 0.4%, and restaurants up 0.4%. Apparel, again, was up 0.3%, but it says areas that we paid less, natural gas, which is good because winter's over now, but that was down almost 5%. Fuel oil was down 4.5%. Electricity was down 1.7%. New cars down 0.2%. Transportation down 0.2%. Groceries down 0.2%. With the winter heating season pretty much over, consumers saw big drops in natural gas and heating oil. Food costs, out of the heavier burdens of the consumer over the last few months, continue to moderate. Four of the six major grocery store groups decreased over the month. The index for fruits and vegetables fell 0.5, while the index for meats, poultry, fish, eggs declined 0.3. The dairy-related products decreased 0.7. Milk fell 2%. That's the largest decline of that index since February of 2015. Over the last 12 months, the nation's inflation rate is 4.9. That's down from the June peak of 9%. And closer to the Federal Reserve goal of 2.
Yeah, like you said, I don't have the numbers, Tony, but I've heard the numbers when it comes to unemployment. It's up.
Yeah, it's starting to tick up now. Yeah, they're starting to tick up.
People filing, first-time filers.
Yep, first-time filers. Because we've been reading about all the companies.
Tech companies.
Yeah, it was one. Paramount owns MTV News. I was just listening to NPR. And they're saying they laid off 25% of their workforce. But yeah, you can see through the tech industry that it's starting to happen. I did read about some automobile companies in the Detroit area being idled for the first time in a long time. A lot of the supply chain is caught up.
Battery stuff, yeah.
Yeah, batteries. Interest rates are starting, you know, they're still continuing to go up, which of course affects how much it's going to cost you to borrow money. So all that said is why we are got down to that 4.9% inflation. Of course, the Feds says they want to get to 2%. It's going to be hard to get to 2, but I think they can live with 3% inflation. So we'll see. But before any of that can take place, we got a whole nother issue that's staring us in the face, Coach.
What's that?
The debt ceiling, man.
Oh, that's we good. We in America. We print money, Tony.
Yeah, we can sure print it up, but the Republicans are not having it, man.
We'll print some more.
And I think, you know, the debt ceiling is probably, again, we did cover some of that in our last show.
Not money, man.
But what does that mean to the average guy, right? What does the debt ceiling mean?
Yeah, what does it mean to me? Like, I'm a working person. My money, I got it. I got it in the bank.
Yep, it's in the bank.
And I go to work, I'm getting a check. I'm good.
Yeah, but the federal government borrows an extensive amount of money using treasury bonds, treasury notes. And the biggest holders of U.S. treasury notes is China
and Russia
and Japan.
Oh, Japan. Whoa.
Yeah. Tokyo. Yeah, they probably wouldn't even sell to Russia.
Yeah, we won't.
Yeah, those are the biggest. Those are our creditors, if you will. Okay? So the debt ceiling says that, and these are enacted by Congress to say that if we don't have a balanced budget or per se don't exceed the debt ceiling, then we have to shut the government down. So it says here, debt ceiling, which is the maximum amount of money the U.S. government is authorized by law to borrow. Each year, Congress must vote to increase the amount to keep the government from defaulting. All right. Congress also votes, they have to vote to cut spending. Democrats still control the Senate and insisting on a clean debt ceiling bill, promising to address spending in separate legislation. So far, neither side has shown a willingness to budge, and a deadline looms in early June. If there is no agreement, the U.S. government will be in default and limited in what it can spend. Mm. So that happens, seniors on Social Security could feel the pain. A default would hit the nation's seniors especially hard, as the payment of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid benefits would be jeopardized. The National Committee to Preserve Social Security, Medicare, in a statement says, this could be devastating for the 65 million older Americans on Social Security and 63 million beneficiaries of Medicare. That's the long and the short of it, man. What does it mean to each individual? But there's a ripple effect that if you don't pass it, there's government, we've had the government shut down, and there's going to be cases where government services will be shut down. They're going to send people home, and services are not going to be taking place. So now, businesses like the IRS, I doubt very seriously that they're going to shut them down. But Social Security Administration, people that basically process all your Social Security benefits, they will probably shut them down. Post office, probably safe. But there's so many other, USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, okay, the Energy Department. There's so many other facets of federal government that will probably be affected that it could decimate the economy. And that's what the Democrats are saying.
Some of these paychecks be on auto. They're just coming because it's part of the budget.
Yeah, they're part of the budget. And you're right, they'll be on auto pay. But if come June 1, first part of June, if they can't agree to increase the debt ceiling.
Obama had it though, didn't he?
They shut down.
Did he go through the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last time we had a balanced budget was after the Bill Clinton era in 2001. Balanced budget says that we brought in enough money to pay all our debts and obligations, so the budget was balanced. We didn't have this $1 trillion deficit.
What did it take? We got to bring a woman in the White House to help out Biden, too? Like,
man,
they did.
We got to have somebody that know how to run a budget.
You got to get a scandal like Clinton? A scandal like Trump and Clinton to get the balanced budget?
Hey, man, you know why these politicians are there fighting over red and blue? Man. They should be fighting to get this budget, this deficit.
We're in a sinking ship, Tony. We're in a sinking ship, brother. That's what it is. I don't know if you know.
We're taking on water, baby.
Yeah.
We're taking on water. So at some point in time, man, Malcolm S says, the rooster going to come home to roost.
Yep.
And it's not going to be pretty because we just can't keep printing money and selling debt to foreign countries because they're going to own our country, basically.
And killing people like they do.
Oh, we're going to buy some. We buy bombs. We don't even think about that. We don't get that second thought. Nope. We're going to buy bombs at the country.
So that's our show today, audience. I'm Chauncey Williams.
I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.